That's right. Welcome back to Talkin' Burt, your number one Dilbert podcast, here with all of our friend Burts who love the show Dilbert, want to talk about Dilbert, and kind of find themselves in a lot of wacky office situations that we're here to recount to you now. I'm your pointy-haired boss, Alex Patak. And if you
doesn't Alex have like horse girl hair?
Shut up.
Kind of looks
shut
like up. He has horse girl hair.
Shut
now.
Up. I'm the pointy haired boss.
No, but doesn't it like Alex's hair? Like he looked like it's Dames of Maine is very apt because he looks like he's about to like get off a chestnut horse and be like, you're the only one who understands me.
I see. Like, doesn't the loud Howard of the group doesn't right away.
No, but like, am I right?
Can't help or them am I talk off base out here? Of the
Katie,
big
I just
meetings.
Wanna know. I just want to know if I'm off base here, Katie, because it seems like Alex would give a sugar cube to a giant animal that really doesn't understand what it's
hair.
Doing, but like he's putting a lot of emotional connection onto it. You
well,
know,
if
it's like
I
kind
did
of a
have one,
thing.
I would give it a sugar cube, but that's not what neither here nor there here
it
at the Dilbert
look
meeting.
Like your hair is freshly conditioned and that
it is
slightly windswept as you approach the stable and offer a sugar cube to a hoofened pal.
I condition every day.
That's too much.
Max Ogell yeah. to be on the podcast. I don't know if you forgot what that was like.
It's too much. Well, you have to do that. You have to.
Alex, the conditioning every day, your hair is going to fall out from all the fucking grease in there.
Big old grease ball, and I gotta keep it slippery.
Hi, guys. Welcome to wherever this is.
Talking Burt. And that's right. And I'm here with all your co-workers. That is Lawson Leong.
Hey, fam.
Katie Rose Leon.
Clocking in.
And Loud Howard himself. Ha-ha. Max Ogle. That's a little office joke for Dilbert fans.
Welcome back. It's 6:55 p.m. drop time in New York City. It's your boy, Ken Griffey Jr. on the mic. We got a nonstop rock block of Ember. Right now, it's corn with Adidas, which means all day I dream about.
And then you go into Adidas by corn.
Yeah. Wait, what is it I dream about?
Every hour.
What do they dream about?
It's sex.
It's sex. We can't say that, bro.
Yeah.
This is where we're on fucking the air.
That's what the song
yeah,
is
dude.
About?
We're not on
this is a
XM
yes.
or we're serious.
This is a clear channel station. We can't talk about sex, dude.
Exactly.
Yeah. We could just
sold it to the kids. That's what it's for.
I don't want you to think of me as your boss. I want you to think of me as one of the guys. So you can tell me what the corn song stands for.
Listen, here on Clear Channel Radio, there are two people that can talk about sex, and their name are Salt and Peppa. I hope that is who
Let's
sang that song.
Push
is that
it.
Who sang that song? No, that was Push It. Who sang Let's Talk About Sex?
I don't know. That's not what we're talking about today. We're already doing a different thing today.
Is
There's so much to cover
no,
that we
right,
don't have time to
Peppa.
Cover what Salt and
yes.
Peppa are doing until we do Ballin' Out Salt and Peppa time, which
it
could
was
be years. It
we
could be years
it.
Until we do that.
Or days.
Alex, go buy a binder with a horse on it.
I found a binder in a house this weekend to put my cards in, but that's different.
Your flesh and blood cards?
Yeah, my flesh and blood cards. I'm in deep.
Yeah.
In,
Listen,
I'm losing. Deep. I need some money.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to be straight with you. I need somebody to send more money than they're currently just to me directly. I don't need it cut up into pieces. I need some cash now because I'm a little, I'm getting red from all these fucking cards I keep buying.
You all right, man? You got you all right? You need
this company's in the red as long as I'm in the red because I'm the pointy haired boss.
Okay. All right. So we all are right. Currently, we just finished Yu-Gi-Oh! King of Games. We shut down the casino. It turns out our plastic surgeries were convincing no one. Me, Lawson, and Alex do not look like twin triplets. We just look like monstrosities.
It was built now on an Indian burial ground.
That liminal in-between space between animes where we watch something completely random. And I said, I refuse to do a movie because I have no time to watch anything this week. I did not. So Alex said, we will watch the Dilbert pilot.
Okay.
And so
is that what happened though? Or did I say, you two pick something, you have 2 days before I pick something. And then we had a back and forth about Jackie Chan movies for... Well, 36 hours.
Okay, I pitched Air Master and was ignored. And then you said I'd watch a Jackie Chan movie.
I was just joking.
That's a movie.
I was just joking.
I don't know what Air Master is.
That's why we could do it, because no one does.
Wait, can we stop and then go watch Shanghai Nights? I want to watch Shanghai Nights.
I enjoyed watching Dilbert, and I can't wait to discuss Dilbert facts and trivia.
Alex,
that's the one with Donnie Yen.
I was not shitting on you. I was commending your steering of the ship. I don't think people realize how little I want to do anything on a podcast. The fact that I'm even here is a low-key amazing.
Steering of the ship or steering of the horse, am I right?
Whoa. Shut the fuck
like
up, Max.
Shut the fuck up.
Well,
listen, Alex, you listen to me. It's David Spector's birthday, and I'm not going to stand here and not interrupt the shit out of you and dishonor his memory.
David Spector.
Oh, fuck, he died? Oh, man, rip.
He is visiting his family and unable to come on the podcast. And so I thought for his birthday, we should have Max Ogle on.
You guys want to talk about
Alex's balls in David's honor?
No, sure. We're not talking about that at all, because that has nothing to fucking do with Dilbert, which is what we're talking about today.
But it might, though, Alex.
Who is?
I feel like it's kind of a Dilbert-ass problem, you know?
Everyone who's listened to this show has been Dilbert at some point in their time.
Whoa.
It seems like that Scott Adams would be like, it's a scourge on the country.
Yeah, I was about to say...
Yeah.
Can we just briefly educate Lawson on Scott Adams? Because it makes this shit so much more insane with how innocuous it is.
Sure.
Well, there's a lot to dissect there.
I know nothing of this man, except that he created Dilbert.
So
the visionary mind who brought you Wally, who brought you Alice, who brought you Loud Howard, he is a thought leader, and his thoughts have led him to bold new spaces in the 20 years since he's created Dilbert, in that he is no longer a kind of blue collar professional class engineer head who's very relatable to the working man. He is a he's like Steve Jobs, but for nerds, and he's all in on the Trump train. And so that's been his main thing for the last 5 years.
He is like a weird, I don't know, I forget what he calls himself exactly, but he's like a weird MRA, like thought leader guy, where he'll like make videos on how you can like manipulate people through speech and like working out, and his like 22-year-old girlfriend. And he lives in a house that's like filled with Dilbert shit. Like he has like a Dilbert-shaped bar and like furniture, but he's like also, some like super duper like MRA MAGA chud.
So like,
make America Godbert again.
Well, I don't know. So was he always this, or did the success of Dilbert drive him insane?
I have no idea.
But do we not know?
It's like if Jim Davis went the same level of insane. You know what I mean? Right. Like, it's that level of fucking.
Because we're
weird.
Watching this show. So we watched the pilot for Dilbert, which I believe is 1999 or 2000 as this came out. I watched this a lot as a child. I had the DVDs, seen the whole show through several times. I like to think I've Dilbert's rubbed off on me more than I've rubbed off to Dilbert. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
And so
jerked off.
He's a very relatable young man, and he speaks to everybody. And so from consuming so much Dilbert, it is my interpretation that much like Anakin to the dark side, Dilbert's creator, Scott Adams, was lured by the power and seductive lifestyle of his incredible wealth through animating comics and having a TV show, and then began to believe he was a Kanye West style rap god.
Yeah.
No, or Eminem. I mean, this is just what... This is just what either happens one. Anytime you give a nerd any shine. You know,
that's
this is just
like true,
like,
though.
Like anytime there's a fucking dweeb who like makes something that like three people like they're like, oh, actually I'm a fucking chat. Like, look at Taika Waititi, dude.
Actually, I'm a
like, like, look at Taika Waititi. Like, he's made like three good movies, which I like him. Not here to talk shit on his work, but my man was a no little fucking here. Skinny dweeb. And now he's having three ways with Rita Ora and Tessa Thompson.
And
he's
that's
making
a dream
TikToks
three-way.
Where he does the V and licks his little tongue through there because he thinks he's Mr. Chadwick.
He's
going to
Joss
Whedon himself. He's going to Joss Whedon himself.
Oh,
I'm giving it fucking 5 years until
he's
people are like,
Tessa
Taika,
Thompson.
You knew better. You knew better, Taika. You know, this is what nerds do.
I was going to say, is the Taika Waititi train starting to tip over? Is it starting to...
It's not. It's just that people are so jealous of him that I like him,
but okay. I agree with Max that when someone is like too likable on Maine, I'm like, what'd you do then?
Why are you so likable on Maine? Can you be a little more relatably? Can you be just a little more relatably?
I thought his Hitler movie was stupid, but I like all his other stuff. Anyway.
I didn't see that movie.
What are we doing? The show.
I'm good on Hitler.
I'll tell you who I know a lot of facts about, and that's Dilbert creator Scott Adams, because I have the Ranker.com article up here. 22 fun facts you may not know about the creator of Dilbert, Scott Adams.
I bet I won't know a single fucking one.
Okay, number one, he is the CEO of Adams Foods, Inc. Introducing the spicy Indian Dilburrito.
Oh.
So you can buy like a Catbert burger or whatever.
Okay. Is there a Catbert? Does a Catbert show up later?
Yeah, he's evil Dogbert, essentially. Dogbert is already evil. And that's essentially
Dogbert. Wait, what the fuck? Yeah.
We watched
like
this
Eric
show.
Cartman. Yeah.
Dogbert, essentially, I believe it is my personal thesis that by creating Dilbert, Scott Adams transformed from Dilbert to Dogbert.
Dogbert. Oh,
right.
Fuck.
Yeah. Interesting.
And he stopped thinking Dogbert is a satire and started thinking of him as an instructor.
He's
as
the
a mentor
Chad of the show. Dogbert's the real Chad here.
He could have any woman he wants.
He's on his Sigma male grind set, that Dogbert.
Okay, wait, this must be a recent article, because I'm pretty sure this is a new fact that came out. I remember him tweeting about this, too. He was held up at gunpoint twice.
Sure, hey, why not?
Good.
Is that a fun fact?
John Adams' first job was in a bank where he worked as a teller, and during his 4 months in his undervalued, low-paying role, he was held up at gunpoint twice.
Well, that does suck. Like, in hindsight, like not in hindsight, but like at the time.
It does.
Yeah, at the time,
you know
that
what?
Sucks.
Yeah, in hindsight, fuck him. But at the time, that's fucked up.
Okay, there's 22 of these, so we gotta keep going because they're good. Number three.
We could stop.
Number three, he is a trained hypnotist.
Max, I love you to be here.
Oh,
yes, the hypnotism stuff is big in his like weird MRA shit.
Oh, disgusting, man.
Well, it helps him find new engineering. Oh, and then it's number four, he ran for president, and then a picture of Obama, which I think is very funny. Like, yeah, back then he was Obama. He actually was the president
for
8 years.
What'd you say?
What are you doing for Pride, Katie?
Oh, I'm so glad you're asking. I'm going out a lot lately now that I have a job and money. I've been partying every weekend. It's been really good. That's why
she's
I could watch
her
a
neck.
Fucking movie. and then I hurt my neck
that
sleeping.
Actually, that did happen,
What am I doing for Pride? It's actually reviewing and reconsidering 1999's Dilbert.
No. Alex, we get it. No, Jim Davis came out with a book about how a lasagna-only diet is the only way to be masculine. We get it. We know. We know that Dilbert works in an office, Alex. What's the next fact?
Okay, I'm skipping the good ones. His old boss suggested the name Dilbert.
Okay.
So
keep going, baby.
Sure.
That's kind of and he's done doing animation, so don't try to get him to make more Dilbert animation.
I can't wait to tell my grandkids all this shit.
Yeah, number 9, awesome. He suffered from spasmodic dysphonia.
That's unfortunate.
What is that?
A rare condition that causes vocal cords to act abnormally.
Huh.
And he had to undergo surgery, but thank goodness he's okay. And cool. He's voicing Dilbert. I don't think that's true, but what if he did?
Do you think he uses that like a cool way to get out of saying wild shit? You know, like, I didn't say that it was okay to do weird libertarian shit in my Dilbert house. That was my spasmodic
dysphonia.
You know?
Yeah.
That's ableism.
Yeah.
I'm Scott Adams, and that's ableism.
Scott Adams, and that's ableism.
I'm Scott Adams, and that's ableism.
Ableism. That's how he says it.
He has a game show where he presents ableism to the board. That's ableism. I'm A. Dilbert.
I'm Dilbert Scott Adams. And this is ableism. And then
the music is and then ableism.
There's all the sweeping pan of the audience, and they all clap.
Okay, number 12, he suffers from focal dystonia. This seems like they're just rhyming at us at this point. I don't know. Spasmodic dysphonia from focal dystonia.
Yeah.
I'm drawing Dilbert until I'm by a new phonia. Anyway, it affects his ability to illustrate for long periods of time. He is a vegetarian, so that's nice.
Cool.
Alex.
Because he ate a particularly bad plate of chicken chow mein.
Alex. This fucking sucks.
His characters don't have necks because it makes them easier to draw.
I think as a member of the KRL Defense Squad, I really have to speak up against this set.
Well, I really I've almost done all the good ones.
No, Alex, no, because I don't know. You know what? I'm here every once in a while, and I'm a fan favorite, so I'm reclaiming my time. I'm reclaiming my time.
I give you the
I've
floor.
Had to watch a here, lot here. Of shit for this show.
I rescind my time through, for Max.
I've had to sit through so much. This was the worst show I've ever had to watch.
That is not
for
true.
For an episode of Buck.
Come
that
on.
That is true. And
come
and
on. You didn't laugh a little bit at Wally?
Not once.
Come on.
Not once.
Not at
no,
Mombert?
I thought it was... There was a fucking office mass shooting in this show.
It was 1998.
I know it was a different time. We had a ban on assault weapons, but it's still... I don't know. Either way, what kind of cards did you get this week, bud?
Fact 21, he thinks Dilbert would work as a live action film.
God damn it, Al. God damn you.
In that movie, it was called Office Space.
Damn you to hell.
I was about to say, Office Space does exist and does all of the same things, but look at the picture for this. It's him with two Dilberts. Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies.
Oh, God.
God, Adam.
I'm a little, I don't know if I should be offended by this as someone who likes Office Space.
No, Office Space is way better.
I'm pretty offended. Office Space is like Dilbert. I'll take my answer off air.
Take your answer off air. Max, for some context for me, what things have you had to watch for Ballin' Out Super?
Okay, so one thing I had to watch was Clinold, which is a weird
that
French
sucked.
Anime.
Sucked. That shit sucked.
That really sucked.
So that was way worse really than Dilbert. That Dilbert's way better than that.
I had to watch like 6 episodes of G Gundam.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I had
and
to.
And I watched the whole thing. So I
know,
Katie,
you're
for me.
I know. Hold on. Wasn't that show Alex's idea also not to throw me?
I thought it was great. I loved G Gundam.
Wow. Lawson, you really. I'm glad Max is here to set the record straight.
Yeah. Okay. I watched 2 of those and they were terrible.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, they were kind of fun.
I mean,
I had to watch Dragon Ball GT. What?
Oh, no. That was pretty bad.
GT.
I watched the only good non Dragon Ball, non Sailor Moon thing I ever had to watch for this show was There Will Be Blood. And then Alex is whining the whole fucking time. And then Alex is like, wait, this movie's so long.
That's one of my favorite movies. This is why we did an episode.
We
got to
talk about it.
All right, everyone, an hour long, There Will Be Blood. At one
or was
point?
It there?
Yeah, it I is still there. Behind
there's
the
no
paywall.
There's no way Katie would show up for that shit.
You can still there. Listen to the There Will Be Blood episode. It has let all the highlights for There Will Be Blood. But right now, what's important is we go round robin. Everyone say their favorite character on Dilbert.
You're doing terrorism. You're doing terrorism right now.
Starting with me, I picked Dogbert.
Why does the mom do the horror?
She does the Cossack dance.
Racist. Seems anti-Semitic.
I get that Dilbert's trying to do, the show is trying to do all the shit that it does, right? I just don't really enjoy it.
You set your mind against it before the show even started.
I really
did, Alex. Stone heart.
I really didn't. Even though aesthetically it's the type of thing I would never watch.
It has a pure heart and it's open. It's not closed and decayed like mine.
I enjoy trying to intake new arts and things, but
art, he says.
Yeah. 1998, they're trying to do The Simpsons.
I know they're trying to do a really dry that then is like kind of undercut by everyone being like, this is like everyone's unlikable before It's Always Sunny or whatever. But fuck, dude. It was just
like
so.
What don't you like about
also?
I mean, the question was, who is your favorite character?
Right,
and
exactly.
I have a question. Who are you supposed to
who
like?
Who am I supposed
Dilbert?
To like is my question. Like, who,
whoever you
how am
think
I supposed to pick?
Really got it out for Dilbert.
Why? No. Why am I supposed to hate him?
Dilbert's he's like the town fool. Everyone must punish
but
him.
But they're all cogs in the wheel. They're just a bunch of cogs in a wheel.
And we all are. And that's we're going to talk about that for the intro sequence because the intro sequence really touches on that.
Aren't we going to break this down for 30 minutes? Like,
this is
the pre-Dilbert.
But wasn't he was reading a list? He had
a very simple
list.
Question.
Like, here's
what
the thing,
the
Alex.
Fuck
I'm over talking about Dilbert
favorite
already.
Favorite character from Scott Adams' short-lived and highly influential cult classic, 1998's Dilbert.
Was it three
seasons? I'll answer.
Mine's Bumblebee Man.
Bumblebee?
All right.
Katie.
My favorites were the small business owners that Dilbert and his dog fucking ruined their livelihood so that they could get a name that they don't even use.
And he's
real
stepping
people,
on,
Alex.
He's stepping on a funny joke Dilbert does later. That's
that
what's so messed up
that
about
actually
it.
Was my favorite part. Actually, I gotta agree with Max. That was my favorite part.
There was a lot
of
funny
not their
parts.
Lives being ruined, but the fact that they were rude and so did a French accent.
That was good.
That was the most enjoyable part.
Katie must have
enjoyed the JPM, because there was a high JPM.
What?
Jokes per minute. A high JPM.
I like a high JPM, but the extreme 90s-ness of everything and the try-hardness of it really, like, it's definitely dated.
Well, I guess you know? Another thing too is Max is trying to be a software engineer, and so to come out against Dilbert is career suicide for him. And I feel so bad.
You know, career Alex has suicide. A good point. He has your interest at heart.
You
Max.
Could be with Dilbert
because
tomorrow.
Here's the thing. I hate coding languages. I hate computers.
Don't
I think they're
say
evil.
That.
I'm going in there to be on
a lot
the
of
inside.
People.
Oh, okay.
I'm going in there to undermine all the Dilberts.
You sound like Wally.
Turn them into
you
the
sound like
head.
Wally before he even steps out of the box.
Go brush your horse.
Hey! I can't. I'm recording. I can't do that right now. It's not horse time. It's Dilbert time.
Max is really coming for you today, Alex. What did you do to him?
Every day I fight for my life and I recap Dilbert.
Video games with me. It's because he's playing real cards instead of video games with
video
me.
Games
he forgot
with
about
Max?
Me.
Oh,
it's like when Andy drops Woody into that box and then they play that sad song.
This is exactly like that.
Yeah, sorry, bitch. You got left in the trash.
Alex, you beat Elden Ring yet, Alex?
No, I haven't beat Elden Ring. for reasons that should be obvious, but I can't talk about on the podcast.
Okay, sorry. You're
that
right.
Makes
actually,
me unable to play
you know
Elden
what, actually,
Ring.
Actually, Alex, that's on me. I apologize.
Yeah, he's too busy that's riding his fucking horse everywhere.
Oh, God.
You got to put the saddle on, take the saddle off. It's like, hello, there's one in Elden Ring, buddy. You don't need a real one.
That
you
host isn't
one.
Even, that horse isn't even alive in that.
Is he mad? What is he mad about?
He's a ghost horse. He falls off cliffs and he's fine.
Oh, okay.
You could give him a little baby bottle. He comes back to life. I think now is the perfect time to get into the play-by-play, actually, now that we've listed our favorite characters. What happens in episode one of Dilbert, 1998?
Yeah, when are we going to start talking about Dilbert? Fucking hell.
Well, that brings us to the start of the show.
Episode. I'll just sit here.
There's a whole episode waiting for us to crack it open. The second everyone can grow up.
If you guys vote for Beyblade, I'm going to be so fucking angry at you.
For 1 minute. I hope they do vote for Beyblade.
Wait, Ken, you can influence. Actually, wait, of course you can.
I can do whatever I want.
Never mind. Of course you can.
I put all my money on Beyblade.
I don't know what I want.
It's
I don't
all
know
gonna
what
be,
the fuck I was supposed to be.
Yeah.
You guys never gave Zoids a chance. You watched one episode and judged it. You never gave Zoids a chance.
It was on the last vote. And we're talking about Dilbert. We're talking about the pilot of Dilbert. The name is the name of the episode. And it's funny for engineers.
It's not. That's what I can say. It's not. There's not even a real computer joke in there.
They don't even
Your
do an engineering.
Pants should be split open with how
yeah,
funny you thought
this,
it was.
This felt extremely 90s where like everyone's interested in computers and technology, but no one actually knows what it is yet.
Exactly.
It opens with a funny engineering joke.
Well, why don't you describe it
joke.
To me, Alex?
Go ahead,
I'm
Alex.
Trying. We're too
fucking
busy fighting for my
job,
goddamn
Alan.
Life.
Why don't you shut up and do your job, Alex?
So Dilbert...
always whining all the time.
We open
Instead of
on,
doing your fucking job, Alex.
We open on a row of
what
heads.
What do you open on, Alex?
And all of the hens are in a barn.
Oh, you're going to try to do your job now, Alex? Why don't you just do your fucking job?
Mute his mic. We're in a row of hens in a barn. What are they doing? Just hen stuff. But as we pan across the barn, that's when we see Dilbert. And he's laying an egg. And he goes and he looks between his legs. And then we don't see what's between there. And I think that would be a big reveal. But in fact... his alarm goes off and he has to turn it off. It's 6 a.m, but it's not really his alarm, is it? It's Dogbert, who is a little white dog. I'm laughing just thinking about him.
He has glasses. He's got glasses.
He has glasses. He has a monotone voice and he's going, bah, bah, and he's making the sound. And so Dilbert taps his head and that shuts him off.
I want to say... uh-huh. In this scene, there were 9 sound effects in half as many seconds. This fucking cartoon has the most useless amount of needle drops. Every 4 seconds, there's a freaking like that.
It's a Fox
Which
cartoon,
is weird
so there's a good budget.
They committed to a really like deadpan delivery, despite clearly having Tom Kenny do every other voice. And I'm like, what a waste of a talent.
SpongeBob SquarePants is getting paid. It's a great show.
Also, have we talked about the opening theme yet? Where they clearly thought this was very
Katie,
edgy.
It's in my notes and we're going to get to it. I've wrote in the notes, Dilbert theme discuss. And so we will wait.
Thanks.
We get to Dilbert theme.
I'm waiting
we're almost
to Dilbert
there.
Wait discuss. So,
Dilbert started his so day. What a start to the day. And he opens his bathroom door. Who should be in there but Ratbert? Who's kind of, he looks more like a weasel than a rat, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And he's having a full-on shower in the sink. Dilbert says, get out of here, Ratbert. I got to start my day. And he talks about how much he loves engineering. And he's engineered his shower, actually. So Max would appreciate this.
I don't think he will.
Even though he's an engineer at work, Dilbert comes home and he performs good work on his shower. And it kind of shows how, and when he's a cog in the machine, he doesn't have that connection to his work and his creations the way that he does at home. He's his labor is alienated from him. He wants to be part of something bigger. And so he's designed this shower that you talk to and it changes the temp. And so he says 99 degrees shower, and it goes to 99 degrees. And then Dogbert comes in and he tricks him into saying all kinds of temperatures. And so he's frozen and he's hot and it's so funny. And he's really hurt by his own shower. And that's the first joke.
Why doesn't Dilbert just give Dogbert away to like a shelter or something?
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
This dog's fucking evil.
He's a landlord. Yeah. He's an owner of the, and also he's family, I think, somehow.
I don't want to, you know what? I'm not going to inquire about that.
How come there was a rat character that didn't show up for the rest of the show?
Yeah, I was like, am I supposed to know who this is? I thought it was a pilot.
It is a pilot. It's introducing you to Ratbert. So when Ratbert comes back, you say, oh boy, Ratbert from the sink.
Right. Yeah. But this show is also huff farts because it thinks that everyone who's ever seen a comic strip in a Sunday funny, when they're trying to just do the crossword, is going to be like, they turned Dilbert into a show?
Oh, yeah, well, a lot of people did. I gotta tune into Fox. A lot of smart people did. And they were thrilled.
A bunch of dumb people who look like they're about to do a landed gentry's ne'er-do-well doings for a small purse of coins tuned in, you fucking horse-looking
bitch.
Do you
know how many people would be thrilled? How many people would be thrilled if they animated Get Fuzzy? And you're out here being so rude to me when we could be watching all kinds of...
Get Fuzzy?
What do you mean? It's another Sunday Funny with a funny cat and a dog.
Charlie Brown. Snoopy.
Charlie Brown's never made me laugh once. He's a dried up old hag.
Wow.
Holy shit.
He has nothing on Dilbert. Bro. He has nothing on Wally. He has nothing on Alice.
Bro, he's Lawson, the heart of that show.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say the heart of Charlie Brown, man. Go ahead, Max.
Yeah.
He's not funny.
Socially, I know you'd wrestle because he's I listen not to this funny. Show.
Yeah, I mean, I have.
Can you teach me how to do a Stone Cold Sunner? Can you teach me how to do one of those so I can go show this horse bitch what's up?
You could never stone
you
cold
do it's
stunner.
Real easy. Right now, Max. What you do is real easy. You take your boot, you put it right in his little gut, and you take his little hand, you put his arm right there, turn it so slightly, wham, drop him.
I wish
one,
you guys
two, three,
could see.
You hit the pay window.
I wish the fans could see this demo right now. It's giving me life.
You could never do that to me. I'm stronger than I've ever been. But what we're going to discuss...
Strongest twink in all Appalachia himself, Maxwell Ogle, is coming to the stage.
What we're here to discuss is the Dilbert theme, which kind
the
of
sound
shows...
of broken glass.
It shows a living prison that we are all stuck in the giant letters of Dilbert. And it zooms in and out, and it's an unending office of a million Dilberts who are looking up and screaming at the sky, screaming for release.
Right. Like this, like the cubicle anguish office culture thing feels extremely 90s, but I also don't understand who is our hero and who is like our intended target.
Oh, can I answer that? Can I answer who the hero is? It's Dilbert. Next question.
Okay, who is the target of ridicule?
The pointy-haired boss.
And also the boss. And also the entire white-collar...
This society
collar,
is the target of ridicule.
I'm trying
no
to
one
understand,
is
like, are they celebrating things? Or they? It's perspective is very bizarre.
No one is safe from the skewering eye of Dilbert, and that's where it comes in.
I mean, I kind of wanted to enjoy its skewering of office... Not even culture, just like fucking whatever.
We've all been by the water cooler.
But like, the whole thing where they do the layoffs and all that shit. I don't know. But then everyone sucks. Everyone just fucking sucks in this show.
I mean, if you think about it, the real enemy of Dilbert is Francis Fukuyama with his end of history in the 1990s. Unending budget surplus in the United States. Everyone had it all. They said,
he's having some fun
because
he can't take Dilbert seriously.
To start with. I have two cars.
He's trying to make
my wife hates Dilbert. Me. I can't connect with my kids. I feel like I just stare at this little corkboard all day because I'm in a cubicle.
He's trying to make a mockery of Dilbert, and we don't have to let him. We're just going to move along.
That are pretty kooky. You know, it's like I went to college. My brother went to college. We all went to college. And what did we get? We got this is the American
dream. We can all agree. I'm cutting his mic. His mic is cut. We can all agree that Dilbert's intro.
I like Dilbert because this one was a little bit for smart people. You know, I watch these shows sometimes. It's all
Max,
perfumer, shut but
up.
I love Dilbert.
Max, shut
Dilbert
up.
Makes jokes.
You're hurting
about
my feelings.
Tables.
You're only at the opening sequence.
Dilbert made a win a geography joke.
You
see
how much fucking Dilbert is left? I've got like 2,000 more words of Dilbert.
Well, we've talked about Dilbert for 50 minutes, Alex.
There's the
I scared the cats
by yelling.
Yeah,
there's a lot of explaining to do, and I'm not going to raise my voice again.
The cat jumped.
Yeah. Alex, sorry, I remind you that you asked me to be here.
David was busy on his birthday.
The David Spector.
To be fair,
it's not your birthday, is it?
To be fair, Max is doing a more aggro but accurate experience of David Spector in the sense the tone and the words are different, but the wall of emotion is
sort of a better put together, more sexually active.
I have David notes, Spector. Honestly, on it. I feel like we could improve the experience for everyone all around. And so the next scene begins. The workday has started. Dilbert is taking the elevator with Wally and Alice. Now, Wally is just George from Seinfeld, so you don't have to know anything about him.
Basically, yeah.
He's like a scheming guy. He tries to get out of work.
Why is everyone overweight?
Because it's America, honey. Get used to it.
And I don't mean that in like a mean way. I just mean every character is depicted as having really tight pants and then like an overhang.
They also do this on The Simpsons, though. That is also something they do on The Simpsons, is everyone's overweight because it's America.
Except for Mr. Burns.
This is America, except for Mr. Burns.
No, I'm just saying that the way that they clothe the guys, they're all wearing really tight pants and then like a shirt that's too tight. So they like, it's not, you know, it's not like different types of bodies. It's just like, they're not clothed correctly.
When
it was a choice to clothe people in clothes that were too small for them.
Scott
so it's not
Adams
even necessarily
the
that they're overweight. It's just the clothes are too small.
I mean, but they are, and it's Dilbert, and he's raising his pen, which is mightier than the sword, to skewer whoever gets in his way. And so we're all being fed corn slurry.
So
we all look like Dilbert.
Sincerely, you can't give me shit. Max,
I'm giving you a serious answer. They're all fat because everyone's fat. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, when you think about it, in the 1990s, it's sort of a commentary on the fact that we don't do anything anymore. America used to make things. Men used to have jobs.
Explained
now we're sitting
who Alice is
all
yet.
Day, doing the little Newton balls. Click, clack, click,
you're
going
to need to know who Alice
life.
Is
you
in know, order
America
to understand
to
the episode.
World War II, we
so
beat the
I'm
Nazis.
Not laughing until
That's
Alice
what happened
is laughing.
When Bill Clinton's elected and everything goes to shit. And all the Americans
He's getting blowies underneath the desk.
Show.
Alice is in the elevator too, and her character is she's a violent woman, and so we all know somebody like that.
Was she?
Yes.
Interesting woman. That
Wally didn't push the fucking button. What the fuck?
Okay, so because the first thing she does is slam Wally's head into the elevator buttons. If you saw that in real life, you would be furious.
I remember.
One time Hillary did that to me.
Shut up, man.
I'm President Bill Clinton, number one fan of Dilbert.
I'm he probably one, did like Dilbert.
I love his little witticisms.
All right, Katie had something to say. I'm going to look up if Scott Adams ever met Bill Clinton.
Oh, I don't know. She does hit people a lot. It's interesting that this guy hates women and now the only woman in the show hits people.
Well, Mom Bert doesn't hit anybody.
No, no but she is
on
a bitch.
Name Bert. Why?
Mom
Bert. Can we get Ann Ernie? Please.
Wait, is her name actually Mom Bert?
Yes.
Is that real?
Yeah, all of the characters are named Bert something.
No, what do you mean? What the fucking the lady's not? You just said.
Alice and Wally aren't, but because they're not related to him.
But the dog and the rat are actually related to him?
They're part of his family. They share his soap shower.
Am I being led to believe that his name is Dill and his last name is Bert?
No, his name is Dilbert Bert. He lives in a Dill house. Don't think about it too much. It's not about that. It's not like Shakespeare. We're not having fun with words. We're having fun with our razor sharp pen.
No one's having fun. No one's having fun.
I was having the time of my life watching.
I gotta critique this comic strip on its world building. I think I find it to be uneven.
Well, its world is your world, honey. Open your eyes.
My name's not Dilbert.
Your name's Dilbert. Get used to it.
My mom's name isn't Mom.
Bert.
Actually, fuck, it might be. I gotta, you know.
Yeah, we're getting feedback now for someone who doesn't know his own mother's name, folks. These are the kinds of people I have on my show. These degenerates who come on, they don't know their own mother's name, and they shoot down Dilbert, who is a wonderful man.
Can a woman not have her secrets? Is that cool, bro? Does my mom gotta tell people everything?
I learned through the dark arts of the internet that men appreciate a little mystery in a woman. So
that's true.
Stop giving out your names, ladies, like a goddamn slut.
Yeah.
Men love to be gumshoes.
If you give your name out, it's like again the cow for free or whatever the fuck
that's like
is.
I'm getting the cow's name for free. Why marry the cow when you can get its name?
Get its name for free.
So you know what to call the cow.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's in the elevator.
And the award for blue ribbon, best cow at the state fair goes to Anonymous.
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 God, so appealing with her.
So Dilbert, Wally, and Alice are in this elevator. And Dilbert tells Wally and Alice he's having the chicken dream. And they go, chicken dream? That's not good. Jack Cooper had the chicken dream. And then he says, well, who's Jack Cooper? Jack Cooper was an engineer who had the egg dream, the chicken dream. And then he had so much stress from being project lead and he couldn't come up with a name for his project. He became the chicken man. He's clucking. He's squawking.
Is
he's acting like
thing?
A chicken.
Like, is this like a social idea that I'm supposed to know?
Well, the idea is cracking under the stresses of work.
But like
the chicken man is for fun.
Like the chicken man. Like, is that like a cat lady? Like, am I supposed to hear chicken man and have an idea of something?
It's in a Bruce Springsteen song. They blew up the chicken man in
Dilbert last
night.
That doesn't answer the question. And you know it, Alex.
And Mom Bert did the Cossack dance. She was kicking her legs all around. And I had to get out of this town.
For folks at home, Alex is giving away free feet, so I'm just taking some pictures for you guys. I'm going to post them in the Discord.
Pictures of my feet.
Yo, Alex.
I'm going to turn off my camera if you keep all abusing me.
Start
making fun of my hair and my feet.
For free, baby.
Yo, start a wiki feet, Alex. Dude.
I don't have a proper desk right now. Okay, yeah, so.
Luna's being very loyal, though.
Luna's back. She's very lonely. She's going to hang out with me even if I scream. So anyway, Dilbert doesn't want to become the chicken man. That's what you need to know. And so he discovers at the office, they're all around the water cooler. He discovers there's been a labor flight following the failure of the company's flagship product, the Anthrax throat lozenges. That's pretty funny. You know, because they made throat lozenges with anthrax because it was a natural material, but it's poison, and so it killed lots and lots of people, and so it's bad for the company. And I thought that was funny.
Like, that wouldn't happen. I know,
but it's an exaggeration of the cruel corporate society,
the
machine that we're in.
I understand.
You're all too dumb for Dilbert.
I have
Monday ass bitches.
I have to say something.
This is so on the
nose. 7:55. Let Alex say what the show is about. So I may go.
Everyone agree? Anthrax throat lozenges is pretty funny.
I mean,
it's hilarious. Keep going.
Anthrax
as fast
was
as you can.
Anthrax
keep
was like the
going
punchline.
Quickly.
It took
like
this long
fast.
For one person to agree with one thing I've said for like 50 minutes. I faced a wall of denial at every turn until we get to an undeniable.
We are not talking so that you can finish talking about Dilbert.
That's okay? When Loud Howard comes in. Loud Howard is the employee who's too loud. We've all seen one of those.
Oh, yeah.
I think if I was at the office, I'd be a Loud Howard myself. And so when he speaks, everyone's hair blows around and they go, Loud Howard, you're too loud. And he hears the throat lozenges wiped out of town. There's a funny Family Guy style cut scene where that happens. Family Guy, that's a show we could watch next. The pointy-haired boss is late to the company meeting. This is when we're introduced to the pointy-haired boss. I don't believe he has a name. He has devil spikes, but for hair. And he is quite inexpert at his job, isn't he?
He's a fool.
Thank you, Lawson. They decide to make a new product to save the company because they can either lay everyone off or make a new product. But first, they need a name. Now, Dilbert, being the wiseacre that he is, he chimes in. He says, I'm sorry, you have the slides backwards. We come up with the name last. And the pointy-haired boss does not like being corrected, as we've all seen at our workplaces. And so he punishes Dilbert by making him project lead, just like Jack Cooper, the chicken man, before him. Looks like your stress is about to double.
Cock-a-doodle, don't.
Bitch. Yeah, what does he say first? He starts clucking.
Yeah.
Right away, Dilbert's clucking.
Very funny moment of the show. Very funny moment of the show, Dilbert.
Well, it's building. It's building from there. So so they go back to the office, which is a really big building, and it's pretty much like you're in the B of Dilbert, which is they zoom in and out of for the intro. And so the mention of budget cuts has already set fire to the staff. They've started rioting, they're looting, they're stealing VCRs, they're breaking windows, they're shooting guns.
Quickly.
And in the 90s, it was funny to shoot guns in an office and it was cool, which may be something that was a bad precedent for now because of how cool everyone thinks it is now. But also there was an assault rifle ban, as Max said. And so that was pretty cool. And so you could shoot up an office a little bit and it wasn't as bad. Dilbert is now, he goes to the bathroom to kind of get his head straight, and he hallucinates himself as a chicken. Maybe he really is turning into this chicken man that Alice warned him about so sagely before. Cut to commercial. First commercial break. What are we thinking?
Oh, sweet relief.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, the 90s, you know, baby.
I'm watching Dilbert.
You had 2 minutes to talk to your family about Dilbert while Sears ads play.
I hope this World Wide Web bubble doesn't bust. Mm-hmm. I just put all my money in Enron.
I bought a bunch of pets.com.
We got to back NATO to the hilt.
I'm just
out of Europe.
Yeah. You know, I'm just glad that I have commercials to clean up all this milk I shot out of my nose watching a hilarious show, Dilbert.
Yeah,
that is good.
Obviously,
because
if I'm
watching
Dilbert,
too.
I'm drinking a glass of milk because I'm a freak. Because I'm a fucking freak who thinks that Dilbert is funny.
Cut
so I must
out.
Drink a tall glass of milk as an
Don't
adult.
This
show is
Take
for
this
milk drinkers, Alex.
Cut.
Like
it's,
you.
It's
you and your fucking
divorce.
Drinking milk together.
I'm sorry, but how do you think I got so big? Was it by not drinking a fuck ton of milk all the time? No, I had
boy.
2 glasses of milk a day with Oreos. They help the milk go down.
God was just like, how can I make this horse person look more like a horse? Make them big. Make them big like a horse.
They're not afraid of me because I'm like them. And
nice.
So they allow me to ride them.
It is 8 o'clock.
It's not, I mean, it's not the point. That's not why I'm big, but it is a
Sirs,
convenient perk.
Please, I throw
sure.
myself upon the mercy of the court. Please.
At home, we return from commercial break. Mom Bert and Dog Bert really give Dilbert the third degree about his project. He's looking for a name. Mom Bert, who is, she's like, she wears like a nighty gown, but she looks like Dilbert. And she suggests She suggests the name Gruntmaster 6000.
It's a very sexual joke.
Right, because, and, you know, there's an engineering joke there about how you can upgrade it from the Gruntmaster 9000, but it's not as tech heavy. And so engineers would laugh watching the show. And Dilbert says that he needs to know what the project is before he names it. And so he's really stuck. And so they play Scrabble. And here's how their game of Scrabble goes. Dilbert plays it, but it is not listed in the dictionary that his company produces, which is a little bit of a laugh. And so Mombert plays Quixotic for a ton of points. And then she does the Cossack dance, which is not anti-Semitic. It's something Slavic fascists did, honestly. It's Have you ever tried to do that dance where you kick your legs out? You need incredible quadricep strength to launch yourself from one foot to the next. And you have to get really low in a squat the whole time. Has anybody here done that?
What happens next in Dilbert? What happens next in Dilbert, Alex?
I've not done it.
I'm going to tell you, but I think you've done the dance. And so no. I was just seeing if anyone's done it. Katie's never done a dance like that in her life.
I want a personal trainer so I can get monster legs so I can do that.
Katie wants to be strong like Mombert.
I do.
Oh, man.
I'm looking Katie for a personal trainer.
Mombert is most of our ideal body type.
Use discount code Mombert to do the Cossack dance in 6 months. Dilbert, he decides that what he's going to do is bring Dogbert to work as a consultant. So Dogbert goes in and he is tearing into everyone because there's so much corporate inefficiency. No one knows how to pilot this thing like the great Donald Trump would. And he makes an employee cry. And it's very funny because Dogbert is so bad and he's such a bad dog.
Yeah.
Just take my word for it.
Yeah.
Later that day, there's a time skip and all the employees have stripped to their underwear because they can't think of a word. And then Dilbert's like, how about acorn? Let's just do acorn. That's a word. And only one business has it. And it's a laundromat. And so Dogbert's,
this is crazy, too, because if a mega company made a product, they wouldn't care if a small business had the same title. That, like, well,
legally, you got to get it, don't you?
No, not necessarily.
I don't think so.
Well, no. That's not what it seemed maybe like on Dilbert.
Maybe in 1999.
Yeah. Maybe there were but different rules back then. But there I think though. Maybe well, they definitely trademarked acorn.
They definitely didn't have to be funny. So,
well, they did have to, and it was the law back then. And you could make a pretty penny writing on Dilbert. And yeah. So I wish that was me every day I was alive.
It makes sense that my comedy career failed. You know, when there's shows like Dilbert out.
Oh, my God. Is that what this is?
We need you to be a lot more like Dilbert.
I just...
Max is lashing out because he'll never write for Dilbert. It's so sad.
Yeah, I sent a lot of packets to Dilbert, and I never heard back.
Your 20s come and go, and you see yourself with the tie turning up in front of you, and then it never happens, does it? It never happens.
All your Dilbert specs.
Conan offered me a job 12 times, and I was turning them down to write on Dilbert.
This episode sponsored by BetterHelp.com.
So they pick Acorn as their name, but Dogbert very sagely, he says, hey, don't we need a second bad name so that the boss can reject a name and feel like they have more agency? And then pointy haired boss is like, what the hell? And that's kind of funny. And the name
men
they come up
think
with,
think they have control.
I'm not going to be able to get like convey all of the humor that happens because it's line by line of freight train of laughs, and
there's so many hits.
You're getting dick down with laughs this entire time. You don't know where pleasure begins or ends. Yeah. And
we are on pace to eclipse the There Will Be Blood episode in length.
Well, the second name they give is Salmonella. And so Dilbert just has to get the rights to Acorn. And that's where we move into Act Three. So he goes to the dry cleaner where so Max said he liked this and this actually inspired him to get into comedy is there's a dry cleaner. It's a couple and they're French. They have baguettes and they wear little berets. And
this
they're like,
was incredibly Family Guy. I wonder if I don't know the timing, but I'm wondering if they were both out at the same time.
It's, I believe, so Family Guy's first season has a Y2K episode, so I believe this is like a year or two before it, but they're searching for what Family Guy finds. They're searching for what Family Guy finds.
You know, Dilbert could have been Peter Griffin, you know? Could have been.
Mm-hmm. Lois, that's not very efficient. That could have been something he said.
yeah. Oh, Dilbert, you're so logical.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, might we plow? I'm Dilbert.
Yeah. And then Stewie's there and he's making an app.
Damn you, woman. What other Family Guy characters are there?
I have to urinate.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I have to pee. And I am prone to urinary.
We can pause and you can urinate.
Infections. And do you know how many people are going to be disappointed? You know how many partners I have?
How many people are going to be disappointed?
Katie has 12 partners and it is Pride Month.
There's
and you're doing
this to her. There's an entire nation of people that will be let down.
Why don't you go pee and come back and we'll still be doing Dilbert? And won't
because
be
I Alex. Won't come back. I just
Well, then that seems like a personal choice, doesn't it? I'm staring the cat.
Alex. We haven't done Marmalade Watch.
We did it the other episode.
Fuck.
It's the bonus. There's the no room with all the Dilbert segments.
The reason I came, I said, oh, wow, I can't wait to get back on the show, do a Marmalade Watch. That's
well,
so
Max,
fun.
if you follow my TikTok, I'm doing Marmalade Watches semi-regularly. And so that is
serious?
Yes, I've done a ton of them over there.
He's
You're stealing
from
our
you guys.
Fucking show for your goddamn Patak Talks?
Well, there's just Marmalade Watch.
Wow.
I'm sorry about stealing your creative license for Marmalade Watch, the segment you love and created.
Wait, Alex, is your TikTok name Patak Talks? Because it should be Patak Talks.
It's not Patak Talks.
Missed opportunity.
It's maybe when it gets bigger, it could be. It's just hard to spell. They're at these dry cleaners and they're very rude and they're French. And so Dilbert's asking them about it and they say, well, we're not really French. We're just pretending to because we're so rude. And that was funny. And that was a laugh back then.
Yeah. And yeah. So, I mean, the French are rude, so I'll give them that.
It really. Oh, and funny detail. They say that we named the store Acorn after our son's nickname. We would never change the name of the store, no matter how much money you'll give us. And so Dilbert leaves defeated. And that's when Dogbert confronts him and he says, I am now forced to destroy these dry cleaners by natural causes. And you say, Dogbert, how are you going to do that? And you're watching the show. So what Dogbert does, he goes to the vibrating chair store, which happened in the 90s.
When you call the store clerk a pervert, that did make me laugh.
Yeah, there's a lot of laughs to be had, isn't there, actually?
I mean,
it
wasn't like
back away from burning Dilbert at the stake.
Okay.
It's actually a triumph, the show he creates.
Hi, Katie.
Bye, Katie.
Or Katie went to go pee, a thing that is fine, and we encourage her to do.
She'll be back for sure, right, guys?
Why would she not come back?
How like Jeff Bezos, you pee? Won't let Katie pee. You won't. You're holding her hostage during Pride Month.
I think like that's Jeff a Bezos. Stretch to say that I'm giving her a urinary tract infection for her 14 partners to then tear out their hair in anguish.
Oh, cry me a river, Bezos, from your frickin' horse.
Dogbert is in the vibrating chair store and he's vibrating
wait, do you
all the
think
chairs.
It'd be funny, do you think it'd be funny to wait for Katie to get back to continue recapping the episode?
She might not actually come back though.
She might not. I wouldn't bet on
that. Yeah.
I haven't eaten dinner and it is getting later.
I also need to eat.
Like I ate some snacks before because I knew this was gonna happen, but I don't want it to be like 9. The vibrating chair store. He turns them all on. The clerk's trying to stop him. Dogbert calls him a pervert, which is very insightful because that's how politics works now is you call the clerk a pervert and he can't stop you at the vibrating chair store. And
he's doing culture war.
He's doing culture war. He's triggering the vibrating chair employee. And all the vibrating chairs they're all vibrating. They shake the store, and next door, what's next door but a halogen light store? And they all fall over, and they knock over the powder, the gunpowder store, and then the explosive store, and then that's next to Acorn Dry Cleaners. Wouldn't you know, all those dangerous stores blow up Acorn Dry Cleaners. They no longer legally have the right, because their store exploded, to keep the name.
Yeah. Killing the parents of Dilbert's boss's boss.
I don't think they're dead. They're not. I mean, first of all, you're spoiling the ending of the show, which I don't appreciate. And I don't think our audience appreciates, because they are waiting for the twist here.
Fuck, did I spoil Dilbert?
You did. Oh, you did. And you're not really sorry, but you should be, because it's
Holy shit.
Did I ruin
it's
Dilbert?
All building to a very subtle twist at the end.
Apparently. I ruined Dilbert, which was good before.
Max didn't want to even do recaps until you returned. So you should thank me, because I explained the whole halogen light store debacle.
Yeah, and I ruined Dilbert, apparently.
You did. You spoiled the ending.
Can we get to the meeting?
So where there's
a dick joke?
All right. The final meeting. Dilbert's worried he's turning into the Chicken Man. But he's destroyed this small business, now giving him the rights to the great name Acorn for their upcoming product. So they have a meeting with the exec, all the teams there. Wally's there, Alice is there, Loud Howard, pointy-haired boss. They're waiting for this guy to come in. He's the boss's boss. He's very late and inconsiderate, I might add. He comes in, he says, am I late? And then he leaves, comes back again. And that's kind of a comment, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Max?
Bosses are bad.
What? What's up?
What's the did you think that this was a good comment on the executives?
No, I hated the show.
Fuck you. Okay, so he sits down and he says, before I start, I gotta reveal that as long as you didn't pick the name Acorn, I was given the name Acorn as a child after everyone saw my tiny boy penis in a pool. And they all called me Acorn, like my acorn penis.
So they transition to him revealing the story?
He just told everyone for no reason.
It was apropos of nothing.
It's a funny show. But it's just for fun. The way it works in a funny show is how, where he's like, before we get started, here's a funny story. I hope it's not that. And it clearly upsets him. And he said, my parents even named their dry cleaner after that name. I hated that name. And just hearing it fills me with rage. And so they tell them the product is named Salmonella.
And he says, Salmonella. That's a car name. We don't make cars.
Yeah, I could see myself driving a Salmonella. He says so funny.
And so then they go with Gruntmaster, which makes Mom Bert the hero of the show.
Mom Bert's the hero of the show, but it needs a little something, doesn't it? 6,000.
Yep.
Also, Dilbert spills coffee on his hair, and it looks like a rooster's hair, and so he's the Chicken Man.
Also, Dogbert cheated at Scrabble.
Yeah, Dogbert's been cheating at Scrabble. I didn't have time to write all these notes down, but... Dilbert is, he's almost a Chicken Man. He's almost transformed, but he doesn't, thanks to Mombert. And no matter how the world, you think the world should work, it doesn't always Dilbert work out that way. And that's episode one of Dilbert the Name. Out of 7 Dogberts. Okay, what are we rating Dilbert episode one? Starting with Lawson Leong.
Why am I first?
You seem to be like you liked it the most.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, two.
Why? Okay, that's a low score.
Okay, listen.
That's a pretty low score for a pretty tight script.
I don't listen. There were a lot of jokes in the script.
Per minute, yeah.
I don't care for the aesthetic. I don't care about anybody in the show.
Why don't
I don't understand the sequencing of the event. Like, sometimes things happen realistically, but then sometimes they're not and they're exaggerated. I don't understand what the tone is, and I...
The tone is Dilbert! tone is like Dilbert in your No Local Funnies!
Yeah, okay, and the French thing was fun, and the pervert line was fun, and so two.
So maybe you bump it up a little bit if there's some fun in there. Maybe consider one more dog bird out of seven.
No, I think I'm all set. I think two.
All right. Okay. Yeah, you're set in your ways. You're acting out for Max. Okay. Well, Katie Rose Leon.
I'm being fair.
I do think Lawson is being very cool right now.
I know you do. Listen, you home wrecker. I'm in the Dilbert house and I'm furious.
I didn't think it wasn't that bad, but it was, yeah. I don't like it aesthetically also.
It gets even better as it goes. Katie, out of seven dog birds.
Yeah, it was fine. 4 out of 7.
4 out of 7. Now we're talking.
I'm not going to watch it again, but it went down smooth.
It's something to leave on the TV while your microwave dinner comes up.
Yeah, I'm never going to watch it on purpose, but like if this was back in the day when I only had cable and it was on and I was too sleepy to get up, I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah, I could watch this at a hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good then, isn't it? All right, and then Max Ogle. It's 4 out of 7 dog birds you give it. Max Ogle, out of 7 dog birds, what do you give it?
Oh, 7. Perfect show, no notes.
Oh, really? Well, that's what I was going to give it. So I guess we both give it 7 out of 7 dog birds. Looks like we'll be summoning the dragon Bert to give us a Bert wish.
I'm not summoning the dragon. I didn't do that.
Who's summoning the dragon?
I didn't fucking summon no goddamn dragon.
Lawson, you work here. I am the dragon.
I am Dragon Bert.
Hello! Whoa, Dragon Bird is here!
This is his voice. Deal with it.
That's really good. Dragon Bird
speaks in the third person like Ricky Henderson and The Rock sometimes, Dwayne Johnson.
Very efficient, Dragon Bird. I can see why you're a dragon engineer.
Yeah, but I also use Dilbert's bathroom. And his toothbrush and a shit in his faucet.
Oh, wow. So, like, Rat Bert, you're getting a thumbs up from Max here.
I guess. Max, is that what Rat Bert did?
Max, yes, he did. I just read everyone the notes, so we all know what Rat Bert did.
Wishes for two. I grant 2 wishes on this day.
Really?
For 1 Max Ogle and 1 Alex Patak for summoning Dragon Bert.
Max, you can start.
Great Dragon Bert. I wish that Scott Adams goes to hell.
Yeah.
Your wish is granted.
I'm not sure that's in Dragon Bert's voice. Not sure that's what Dragon Bert would say.
You can't. The voice is sticking around.
Okay. Well, my wish, Dragon Bert, is Scott Adams.
Dragon
does.
Bert sometimes has imposter syndrome.
Well, that's very relatable.
Dragon Bert.
That's very relatable, Dragon Bert. Dragon Bert, my wish is that Scott Adams is saved from hell. He is not going to hell, and he gets a standard judgment like anybody else. And maybe we consider the great art he's brought into the world and that we all enjoyed for so many years in the 90s.
Your wishes cancel each other out. Why the fuck would you summon me? This is a waste of Dragon Bert's time.
Sounds like Dragon Bert is... stuck in another day at the office grind.
Mental health awareness is important.
Thanks,
Dragon Bert. Reach out to. Okay, I'll go
thanks.
Back.
Thanks. We'll call you, Dragon Bert. We'll give you a call on your landline, on your beeper phone. We're gonna sidekick you when we need you next, Dragon Bert. Thanks so much.
Well, guys, thank God that guy left so early, so we can leave now.
God. Wow. So what a fun episode. Thanks, everyone, for birding your time with us. And this is the Dilbert Podcast. There will be a lot more of this to come and a lot better episodes of Dilbert. We want to thank Max Ogle for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. It was good to be back. Katie's room has gotten much, much darker to go along with
her
emotional state.
As, it reflects as she has her urinary tract infection.
Well, I feel bad for Katie. I'm sorry, Katie. That's my plug. I'm sorry, Katie.
You don't need to feel bad for Katie at all. Katie had a great time. Katie loves Dilbert. And we all love Dilbert, don't we, folks? And here's some music.
Let's go.
Let's go.